Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Employers, simplify your pension scheme with a Zurich Master Trust. Zurich Corporate Pensions. Trust excellence. Visit zurichcorporate.ie.
We're staying in Mayo, where President Joe Biden has made an emotional visit to the Mayo Roscommon Hospice in Castlebar, accompanied by his son Hunter and sister Valerie. This was ahead of his public address in Ballina tonight. Joe Biden is a patron of the charitable foundation and turned the sod for the purpose-built palliative care facility in 2017. This evening's private event marked his first visit to inspect a plaque commemorating Beau Biden, who died of brain cancer in 2015. For more on this very special visit, I'm joined by Martina Jennings, Chief Executive of Mayo Roscommon Hospice Foundation. Martina, thanks for speaking to us on Drive Time. Will you tell us a bit more about what happened during this visit?
Yes, it was a very special, private and emotional visit, Samantha. He turned the sod in 2017 and he promised to come back to see the hospice when it was finished, and in 2019 when we opened it, he sent a very special message. He decided to run for president again at that stage. So we were always hoping he could come back to see the hospice as a full working hospice. And I suppose while he came back as president of the United States, when he got out of the car today, he genuinely was a father who had lost a son who was looked after in the last days of his life in a hospice, and that became very evident. It was very emotional. We're so proud of the hospice and the service it delivers, and it was very special to us that he saw that we had recognised his son and his commitment to Mayo Roscommon Hospice Foundation to deliver this service. So it was extremely emotional, in particular when he saw the plaque with his son's name on it, and it brought back the last few hours of Beau's life, and he gave us a very detailed, private overview of that, and I think we were all touched by it. And while it was a private visit and it was a personal visit, he made time for the patients and the staff in the hospice today, and that was very important to us because they're the people that are most important here, the patients and the staff that deliver the service. So I think we were all very emotional. We are so grateful to him. And it meant a lot to him and his son, Hunter, and Valerie.
And talk to me about that meeting he had with some of the patients. What was that like, and what did it mean to people?
Oh, it meant so much, Samantha. It would be impossible to put it into words. And, you know, he did it under a lot of pressure. He's under a lot of time pressure. He has a full programme on this evening. So he definitely went over his time, but it was important to him to spend time with the patients and with the staff. And it's a hospice. All these people have life-limiting illnesses. They're at a difficult time of their lives where time is precious. But his time was so precious today, but it didn't matter to him. He gave the time that was needed to the patients and the family in particular. It was extremely emotional.
And did he have any particular message for you in the hospice?
I think he just wanted God, you know, he sent a very special message to the staff. He knows exactly what hospice staff do, and in particular the frontline staff, the doctors, the nurses, the carers. Everybody in that building deliver a service that is a home from home, and they make every patient and family feel so special. And it was so obvious he understood that, and he gave every single person the time, and in particular the nurses and the doctors, and he paid tribute to the work they do that we're so proud of.
And can you tell us a bit more about that work?
The work, everyone that comes through the door of the hospice are treated like one of their own. It's an open door policy for the patient and their family. And it's not always end of life. 70% of patients go home again, but the daycare services that are offered there are second to none as well. And it means there's occupational therapy, there's physiotherapy. There's every kind of help given to these people when they get a difficult diagnosis. It is terminal, but it makes this time of their lives very, very precious. And that's all that matters to the staff. There is no doubt about that. Whatever the patient and the family want, that's what they get.
Well, we appreciate you taking time out of your very busy schedule there today to talk to us about it. Martina Jennings, Chief Executive of Mayo Roscommon Hospice Foundation, thanks for speaking to us.